Mary Wollstonecraft's A Vindication of the Rights of Woman was a groundbreaking work of literature which still resonates in feminism and human rights movements of today. Wollstonecraft wrote the book as a reaction to Edmund Burke's reflections on the French Revolution that denounced changes unleashed by the French Revolution and argued that society needed traditional structures such as hierarchy, inherited positions, and property in order to strengthen it. In her rebuttal of Burke, Wollstonecraft argued in favor of change and reform. Thomas Paine published his Rights of Man in 1791, also arguing against Burke. But Wollstonecraft proceeded one step further, arguing for women's rights to be on the same footing as men's. Mary Wollstonecraft saw firsthand the influence of abusive, domineering, or unfaithful husbands upon their wives and children. Her observations shaped her critical view of the place of women in society. Women, according to the prevailing view, didn't have the intellectual capacity to be anything other than beautiful objects, educated only in the accomplishments that might adorn a man's home. Wollstonecraft rejected it all. If men and women were equal in the sight of God, she reasoned, then surely they were capable of the same spiritual and intellectual virtue. And in that case, they must be given the same opportunities. She was convinced that education was the key for reassessing women's standing in society. These ideas were more fully developed and expressed in A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, one copy of which is preserved at the Noel Collection. Educated womanhood benefits everyone, Wollstonecraft said. It was good for children because it was a woman's job to educate them. It was good for the family because it made husband and wife equal and therefore a more stable couple. It was good for the nation because it allowed women to make intelligent contributions to various aspects of life. She called on men who held the power to take steps to liberate their wives and criticized women for spending their time in shallow pursuits. Wollstonecraft's arguments were often far ahead of our time. For example, in Chapter 12, entitled On National Education, she recommended the establishment of a national educational system that would operate mixed-gender schools. She also argued that it is essential for women's dignity that they be given the right and ability to earn their own living and support themselves. The reaction to the vindication in Wollstonecraft's lifetime was positive in her own liberal intellectual dissenting circles, but otherwise very negative. After her untimely death in 1798, her husband wrote a biography of her which revealed a rather unconventional life that Wollstonecraft had led. In doing so, he unwittingly created a scandal that damaged her reputation, and for a century she was more notorious for her lifestyle than her writing and ideas. When years later her one daughter committed suicide as a result of an unhappy relationship, society was quickly to blame Wollstonecraft's feminist ideas. But from the 20th century onwards, she has been reassessed, and is now hailed as one of the pioneers of liberation of women everywhere.